This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The state Senate is expected to vote next week to expand funding for Governor Scott Walker's campaign to lure who he calls Midwest millennials to Wisconsin. WPR's Laurel White went to Chicago to see if millennials there are ready to make the move.
The Fullerton L stop on the north side of Chicago starts getting crowded around 5:15 on this Monday afternoon. Each train car that passes looks fuller than the last. In their rush to get home, commuters smush themselves into the train cars before the doors warn them to get out of the way.
Doors closing.
On the platform, Danny Pace is waiting for a Brown Line train to take him home. He says he's seen the ads for Wisconsin inside the train cars.
I'm trying to remember the slogan. It's like, what is it? It's more you. Is that what it is?
Wisconsin, it's more you.
The ads have been posted in the train car since January. Video ads are running on Facebook and YouTube. Pace says the ads are good, but he's not in the right life spot to consider a move.
Like early 20s, just got a job. Wouldn't really want to uproot and leave all my friends here. So.
Colleen Ferguson is also waiting to take the Brown Line home from work. The 30-year-old lawyer says the ads' messages about a lower cost of living in Wisconsin are compelling.
I would like that because, I mean, everyone has student loans these days as well, so you're focusing on paying those and other expenses like health insurance, so you kind of like the idea that there's a cheaper option out there.
Ferguson says she would definitely consider moving to Wisconsin. Governor Scott Walker hopes other Chicago millennials feel the same way. He's asking lawmakers to approve a roughly $7 million expansion of the ad campaign.
We need to go beyond our borders to attract and then in turn retain more talent here in the state of Wisconsin.
Walker announced the plan at a meeting of business leaders in Madison late last year. He told them the campaign will also focus on shorter commute times in Wisconsin compared to urban areas in neighboring states.
Part of it is we can make a pretty compelling case about the differential between actually doing things in Wisconsin, out canoeing or enjoying a concert or having a drink with friends, as opposed to being stuck in commuting time.
William Fry is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, where he studies population trends. He says studies have shown the number one driving force of getting millennials to move somewhere isn't low cost of living or short commutes or even density of cool coffee shops or concert venues. According to Fry, the key factor is available jobs.
I mean, a good example of that is when we had this very down economy for a good part of the last decade, North Dakota, of all places, was attracting probably more percent migrants than any place else in the country. Now, nothing against North Dakota, but there are other more, you know, high amenity places around the country people would like to live, but they went there because of the job.
Back on the train platform, Chicago resident Ian Frank says he'd advise against lawmakers approving the campaign.
So I lived in Milwaukee for a year, so I understand, but it also feels a little passive-aggressive. I feel like I'm being asked to reconsider my life choices, which is appropriate, but also feels a little like, back off, Wisconsin.
Frank said he'd consider moving back to Milwaukee if there was an arts job available. But for now, he's happy in Chicago. The new ad campaign might miss the mark with him, but Wisconsin Republicans are hoping it's a hit with other millennials. The Senate could pass the plan next week and send it to Governor Walker's desk for his signature. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Doors closing.